and the Muse organ, we got credit for that. We were allowed to put a star on our ribbons on our chest. But those other two places, we didn't get a star for it. Why, I don't know. We were in the rear, true, but there's lots of firing in the rear, too. These cannons come over, and when they burst, they scatter all around the shrapnel, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet. So, on the 26th, I'm sure, which was of September, they opened up the Muse organ. I didn't think there was that many men in the world as there was there. These were all Americans. There was a nod, maybe officer or somebody, some official, maybe a newspaper reporter or something. They were there by the tens of thousands, and they just followed in right after each other, right in. And the Germans was well dug in. Oh, they had bunkers underneath the ground 10, 15 feet down in there. And if you passed over them, you were afraid to go back. And then, so what they would do would just throw a couple of grenades down in there. And if some poor Dutchman didn't get out of there and he was trying to hide back in there, he'd be killed, wouldn't they? Throw a couple of grenades in there, see? And they'd throw a couple in there so they'd all go off about the same time or as near as possible, so the concussion would be great enough and it might knock the supports and the props down and the earth would come down and smother those poor guys that was there. So they didn't worry about us, and after you were there a little while, you didn't worry about them either. You just went. So the Pioneer Infantry, who I thought was going to lead them, we did just trail them. We were in the back of them, bringing up cases of ammunition and bandoliers of ammunition to them, right on the front lines. But we weren't defending ourselves. We were supplying them with the defense. If something happened, I don't know how some of the fellas could have got the ammunition into their rifles. You know, the conditions weren't the same. Of course, I wasn't armed with a rifle. I was armed with a pistol, 45. And I was always all right. So that went along for the Muse organ until I think it was the 9th of November, a rumor got around that the war was over. And that was murder. That was murder. Whoever inaugurated that was should have been shot anyway. But everybody and anybody was half celebrating and half ducking bullets, and they didn't know whether the bullets come from exuberant celebrates or whether they were perfectly being shot by the enemy. And nobody knew whether to orders. And I was looking for the captain to get further orders, and the captain was looking for me if I had any further orders for him, because his orders had come up and I'd get them and I'd deliver them to him, see? And he was looking for me and I was looking for him, and we meet, and I had no orders for him and he had no orders for me, no orders to give me from those orders, see? And by the time it was morning, why, we learned there was no armistice at all, see? And 99% of them didn't know what armistice meant. No one knew what armistice meant. And so that's the way it went. And well-educated people didn't know what this meant, this word meant here. It meant something different someplace else, see? And, you know, it wasn't good. I was lucky, see? I had no one over me. Of course, the officers was over me, bear in mind. But the only one that was directly over me was the captain. I had five lieutenants, but they had their own platoons to look after. And the information that they were to get was sometimes relayed to me, and I would run it out on runners, see? But as a rule, the captain would send it out himself. He wouldn't go looking for me, so I would tell somebody something. See, he'd look for me and tell me what he's telling somebody out there to, so I would know every minute what everyone in the company was doing, see? So, that was that. So the 10th came and we were fighting just the same as we were the first. The 9th passed over, and that was it. So the 10th came, and then the 10th came, and there was going to be an armistice on November 11th, the 11th month and the 11th hour and all that 11th business. Then we didn't believe it. That there is for the monkeys, this business. What difference does it make if it's the 11th day of the 11th week of the 11th hour of the 11th something else or something? And nobody knew. And when 11 o'clock come, nobody moved much. You didn't.